The Time of My Life by Cecilia Ahern. Read by Amy Creighton. Chapter 1. Dear Lucy Silchester, you have an appointment for Monday the 30th of May 2011. I couldn't read the rest. I didn't need to. I knew who it was from. I could tell as soon as I arrived home from work to my studio apartment and saw it lying on the floor, halfway from the front door to the kitchen, on the burned part of the carpet where the Christmas tree had fallen and landed 2 years ago, and the lights had singed the carpet hairs. The carpet was a cheap old thing chosen by my penny-pinching landlord, a grey, worn, industrial yarn that looked as though more feet had trodden over it than the apparently lucky testicles of the bull mosaic in Galleria Vittorio, Emmanuel II in Milan. You'd find a similar kind of fabric in my office building, a more appropriate location, as it was never intended to be walked on barefoot, made only for the steady stream of on-foot, shiny leather shoe traffic, moving from cubicle to photocopier, photocopier to coffee machine to emergency exit stairwell for a sneaky smoke. Ironically, the only location which failed to alert the fire alarm. I had been part of the effort to find the smoking spot, and each time the enemy had located us, we began efforts to find a new safe house. The current place was easy to find. Hundreds of butts and piles on the ground to mark the spot, their lives sucked out of them by their users in panicked, distressed frenzy, their souls floating around the insides of lungs where their outsides were dropped, stamped on, and deserted. It was a place more worshipped than any other in the building, more than the coffee.